to another
Terrible Twos edition of the Hour Bomb.
Terrible Twos edition of the Hour Bomb?
That's right. This is our first episode post 2 years. Last week was our 2 year anniversary.
Oh, I guess Holy it is, isn't shit. It? Wow.
The Hour Bomb turns two. Well, we turned two last week.
We
but
turned
still.
Two last week, yeah.
But still, we're Terrible Twos now.
Yeah.
We're gonna throw tantrums and piss ourselves. Yay.
Wow. What is this? Okay. What? I don't know. Sing it, bitches. Apparently, they thought you were singing our intro there.
I was singing. I don't know if they heard me or not, but they could have.
So. No, I had the mics down, so I don't know why they would have heard you. Oh, anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, I love our chat room. It's hilarious.
Welcome to what?
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 Huh?
Welcome,
what?
What was our word?
What?
What was our word?
What?
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 Terrible Twos.
Terrible Twos. Welcome to a Terrible Twos edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Moses School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Heath may or may not be wearing pants tonight.
He's definitely not wearing pants. Those are chaps, my friend.
The one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the man with the huge cock, Jason Halbert. Thank you. Thank you. We have a packed studio tonight.
We are full on.
Erect. I mean, standing at attention room only. Wait, what?
Fucking tripod in the studio.
We are a fucking tripod. Oop, wrong button. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right. Your Sunday night delight, Adrian Masters, in the house. Fuck all y'all. I don't like any of you people anyway, and I make more money than you do.
You know what's funny is they're paying to be in the studio.
I know, right?
I know. And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Except you. Go fuck your mom.
Whoa.
Wow. Hey, now. We got a live chat here, man.
We do. We've got, first off, I just want to say it's nice to have all three of us in the same room again.
They heard that it was going to be a packed house here, so they packed out the chat room for us.
Well, who we got in the chat room?
We have Montana Man.
Hey, bulk up.
We got me.
Hey, bulk up.
We have PW Poop.
Poop? I think it's Pop, but bulk up to you.
We got Brooklyn Dodge Her.
Boop Cup.
And we got the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor, in the house.
Bulk up.
We have Jake Daniel.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Papa Malaka.
Hey, bulk up.
And we have Kevin Curd in himself.
Hey, bulk
our up. Resident hermaphrodite.
And a plus one elsewhere. Hey, fuck you.
Okay, so apparently they're not hearing sound effects. That could explain why they didn't hear our intro.
Oh, that would make sense.
That could be why they heard you singing.
Nice job, whoops. Jason. Our musical mastermind over here, Jason Albert, doesn't know how to work a soundboard, apparently.
It has nothing to do with the soundboard. It's called I'm Still Getting This Fucking Computer Right. Okay, let's try this. I need to know if anyone heard that one out there in good old Radio Land.
Yes.
So, anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Apparently better. That's the... Apparently people are hearing them now. Okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Good, good, good. Well, I guess let's start the show over then. Hold on.
We're not starting over. Fuck it. No, don't do it.
What?
No, stop it.
Well, we want to hear you sing again, though.
Fuck you, dude.
We can't hear you sing again?
Yeah, we can hear me singing. Turn this off.
Okay.
Just stand back.
Oh, God, never mind.
All right.
Oh, please.
Anyway, so now that they hear the sound effects, how the hell you guys been?
The sound of Jason's technical know-how. That's the crickets chirping.
Whatever. You'd be lost without me trying to do this.
I wouldn't be doing this without you.
So
you're my HLP.
We are. You are my HLP.
Adrian's dulcet tone.
Anyway.
I like to call myself CM Smooth Jazz.
CM Smooth. Hey, we got someone else in the chat.
Oh, we do.
Hey, Sean Pickles Finters. Welcome. Hey,
welcome to the chat room.
Hey. Anyway, so you guys been doing good?
You know, not too bad, not too shabby. I'm, you know.
Good, good, good. You went to a wedding thing, didn't you?
I did.
Good. How'd that go?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Kevin Kern wants to know if he can just play Roman Reigns' theme on loop so he can hang himself.
Was that kind of your feeling today at the wedding thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Really? You didn't enjoy it?
I didn't care for it all that much.
See, I did like him when we went. Was there a lot of food?
Just too many people.
Well, I'll give you that one. Where's our food?
Yeah, there was some decent food. I will say that. The meatballs I had were amazing.
So you love someone else's balls, huh?
I did put balls in my mouth, yes.
Good, good, good. Heath, how you been?
Tired.
Aw, poor baby.
Oh, I gotta work every now and then because I'm a bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He really? Admitted.
There's pimps like me and there's bitches like you.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you figure out what Halbert is.
Wow. Anyway, so went to a movie last night.
What movie?
Oh, me and the wife went to go see the
romantic comedy.
Yeah, the romantic comedy 50 Shades of Grey last night. She wanted to, and
I heard there's a homosexual version of that coming out.
50 Shades of Heath?
No, 50 Shades of Hey.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
There you go, right there. That's free.
We didn't want it.
Well, next time don't boo me.
And it's more like 50 Shades of Hey. Get it right. Come on.
The chat hearted that, by the way, so we're up to 2 hearts now. Keep hearting me, people. I love you.
Wow. Olay. Anyway. Do we want to talk about anything else, or do we just want to dive into this thing like I dive into my wife? Never mind.
Dude, if it's big enough for you to dive into, I mean, that might be a problem.
Not dive into. I'm just telling you, man. Never mind. I'll leave it alone. I didn't leave it alone last time.
Is there an echo when you yodel into it?
No. You know, I say so. You know, you set me up to say so much stuff that I wouldn't say it about my wife, but I would say it about someone else. That would, yeah.
I try to trip you up on here every now and then. That's my goal.
I would never say anything like. Again, let me reiterate. I would never say anything like that about my wife.
Does she listen to the show, Jason?
No, but. I would never say anything about my wife, .. but I would someone else.
Okay.
You kind of get where I'm going with that without saying names or...
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Previous relationships?
Fair enough.
So, anyway, that
talking about your ex-wife, right?
I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
That's like hot dog down the hallway with the person I am not naming.
Fair enough.
Yeah, anyway.
How's the show work, Jason?
Hey, let's buff dive into this pay-per-view. Okay, here's how the show works normally. Got a whole list just so I gotta get through. These two assholes, as usual, are gonna try to make it to where I don't complete my list. I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. However, with this being a pay-per-view post-show, guess what? We
throw the clock out the window for this fucker.
We do. Yep. We rip it off of Flavor Flav's neck and just toss it right out the window.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like condoms with a hooker. Not a good one. They just can't throw them out. Yeah.
It's like paying for Jason condoms. Heath. Like, you really don't have to pay for it. It's just like a Snickers bar and a cup of coffee.
Condoms? It's like, you use condoms to a hooker. They just get thrown away. Do you guys realize you're on air? The question is, do we care?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I'm confused by that question.
I got a message on here that said, do you guys realize you're on air? Of course we do.
Yeah, well, that's why we're talking.
But I don't know why it's not showing up in the chat room.
Weird.
Interesting. So I figured out who PW Pop is in the chat room.
People are like, I keep trying to comment, hit the damn heart button. Keep hitting those hearts. We love those. that gives us that boosts our ratings.
The Total yes. Divas Muff Dive, presented by Heath Sweet House of Funk.
I love it. We got to write a promo for that one.
We do. Anyway,
Kevin, we need a great promo line for the Heath House of Funk.
You're putting him up
with a slogan for that, Kevin. He's House of Funk. You're in charge of coming up with a slogan for that.
You're gonna put him in charge of this?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
why not?
Oh God, I'm scared. No, I'm getting like I guess I'm getting old messages. Like they're just now rolling through on the Mixler part.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, hey, you're on the air. Was that singing? I'm getting like messages from like
oh, okay.
10 minutes ago.
All right.
Anyway, I guess Heath, you got anything else?
Nope.
Adrian?
I got this growth.
Ah. I guess let's, you know, I don't have a,
ween, fast lane.
Hey, look, let's make a left. Oh, hey, look, God. Let's make another left.
That's the official fast lane theme song.
Can we hear it again? Can you compose yourself to do it again?
No.
Please.
Wow.
No.
I can't do it.
And to think none of us are drunk.
Oh, God damn.
This is totally sober.
Shit.
All right.
Although I could get the alcohol, we could really make it fun.
No, we're saving that for a couple more weeks.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. Wow. All
right.
Holy.
Adrian.
You've got mail.
Adrian.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, God.
Anyway.
Well, I'm not doing it again. No, that was a one and done.
Nope. Hey, I think your mic came undone.
How did it?
Well, it did for a second. I don't think it's in there all the way because you like
that's
up.
That's what she said.
Hey-o. I need to get a rim shot sound effect.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, so I don't have a fast lane theme song, and Adrian refuses to do it again.
Wee. I can't keep doing it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that clip. I'm going to cut it down. Any time we ever bring up fast lane, I'm going to hit that. So it's wee, fast lane. Oh, God damn it. I didn't know your face could turn that many shades of red.
Oh, my God.
Are you crying?
Yes.
Okay.
The chat wants us to pull it together because we're goddamn professionals.
Not on this show, we're not. Anyway. Oh, fuck me running. Anyway, so I guess let's dive into this.
All right.
Ooh, do we want to talk about
Adrian got broken? I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't able to watch a good chunk of it because I had a Cub Scout thing this afternoon, and as part of one of the rewards for a bunch of the boys, they got to like cover me in silly string, and I had to take a shower. It took me like 20 minutes to get all the fucking silly string out of my hair.
So you missed like the first match, and
I missed like the first two matches ish. I didn't see the triple threat match, and I didn't really see the Goldust Cody match.
You mean the six-man tag match?
Yeah, I missed the first two matches.
Okay.
So, why don't you guys go ahead and, I guess, run down the...
The six-man tag was mostly... It felt like a Raw match, basically.
Yeah, it did.
This match, nothing really all that exciting about it. The main story with this match was the end of this match when Randy Orton returned.
Yes.
Randy Orton came back out, and I think he hit, like, six RKOs on different people.
Oh,
and,
you're back again. All right.
Yeah. So I think it was like four or five different RKOs at least, I know.
Something like that. I don't know.
At least three confirmed.
At least three confirmed.
Yeah, there was at least three confirmed.
You know, I read a story earlier in the week that apparently was wrong. It was saying that Orton was being kept off of TV because he's out of shape.
He didn't look out of shape.
He didn't look out of
shape
at all.
Don't get me wrong. Orton really hasn't been, like, ripped in the last few years. He's not, like, Cena ripped. But he's, like, I mean, he puts all of us and everyone in the chat to shame.
Yeah, probably so. Well, I don't know. He might not put Jake Daniel to shame.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not to shame. I think it would be close, at least.
So basically, the start of Monday Night Raw, or the start of Fastlane. Fastlane.
I will say this: I would rather look at Brooklyn Dodger than Randy Orton.
I would too. So it was a Raw match to start off a pay per view. That's awesome. So your winners:
Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Slow.
Yep. Woohoo!
You know, the beginning of this is really like kind of annoying.
I thought that bad.
It's a little annoying. It's redundant. It's repetitive.
Well, yeah. Most themes are.
Not necessarily.
I mean, most themes are actually repetitive. Unless they're an actual, like, somebody singing a song.
And that's kind of, you would think the way that they're going, when they broke up the Shield, they would have given them all, like, you know, songs. And not just generic, whatever. Try being snowed in with the, you're snowed in. That's where you've been.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So wait, you're both logged into the, are you home yet?
Jake has his own computer, dumbass.
I didn't realize he took it down there, that's all. Anyway, moving on.
Next match would be Stardust versus Goldust.
Didn't we want to see this in, like,
Last year?
2 years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah.
It was last year. It was WrestleMania 30 is what we wanted to see it at.
Yeah, I think we called that match being at WrestleMania 30.
We did.
And
so
it didn't happen.
No. So almost a year later, we finally get the match we wanted to see.
Yes.
On a much smaller stage than what we wanted to see it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Match was okay. I mean, again, the match was, like, properly built up, and so this felt like it actually belonged on a pay-per-view.
It didn't live up to our expectations.
I was hoping for more out of it. And
definitely.
I did kind of like the new look for Stardust being without, like, the full suit on and just being, like, the arm things and the pants.
Okay, yep. Makeup was a lot less than what he's normally been as of late. I don't know.
The match, I mean, what surprised me about this match is apparently this feud's actually going to go on at least a little bit longer.
What makes you say that?
The fact that Goldust won.
And the fact that Cody kicked the shit out of him and back?
Yeah.
Yes.
After the match, it was... I like how Cody actually did bring up, and the chat just pointed this out too, Cody was great in Legacy. Cody actually brought that up in the backstage segment there. He was like, Cody Rhodes, who was the standout in Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Cody was okay. I mean, I'm not really super into the Stardust character. So, the match overall felt like it lacked something. It doesn't feel... It didn't feel like an organic feud to me. It felt forced, I guess.
I almost felt like it shouldn't have even been on the pay-per-view.
Well, they had to do something. I do dig Stardust.
Okay.
I thought Cody was getting kind of stale. I mean, he didn't really have much flair. Of course, like...
You know, he was so much better when he was dashing.
Kind of. But I just don't, you know, I like the Stardust character. I think we're finally going to see this really happen at WrestleMania, maybe. It's going to be interesting, though.
Kind of like what the chat just said here. I don't like how they're using Cody. It seems like they treated Christian when he was Captain Charisma. I think what they mean is before he left for TNA.
I think so. So, by the way, officially your winner. Going with his old music.
He did actually also mention in that interview backstage dashing Cody Rhodes.
He did. How about the mustache?
Oh, God, the mustache is pretty good, too. The Rhodes Scholars were good. I mean, Cody as a face, though, as just a generic face with his brother as a teammate, kind of lame.
It was. I think if he would go back to dashing Cody Rhodes, or if they wouldn't have broken up the Rhodes Scholars, he'd be better. But I think they did, I think, the best that they could with what they were given, with what he's been given, at least.
No.
It's like, hey, try to be your brother, but not be your brother.
I like this here.
What?
Blue Wizard. It's kind of like eating Chinese food. It was okay, but it feels like you were missing something.
All right, I'll take that. Moving on to the next match. Well, wasn't there a gap in between there? Didn't we have the, no.
Not yet.
The tag team match.
Yeah, we had this tag team title match was the next match.
Okay, so tag team title match. We had the Usos defending against my new favorite tag team of
Tyson Kidd and Antonio Cesaro.
Thank God.
I got to say that Cesaro and Kidd as a team continue to impress me.
They do. I'm glad that they are.
The way that they're developing tag team moves and, like, working together is fantastic.
The only thing that aggravates me about this is that they have to sacrifice a tag team to bring up a new tag team. You know what I mean? Like, they break up the Rhodes Boys, and then they stick Cesaro and Tyson Kidd together. Can't you just have a competitive tag team division without... It's kind of like the black characters on on The Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
It kind of is, if you think about it.
I understand what you mean. I know what you're saying. I'm just like, oh, God.
T-Dog gets killed, they bring in Tyrese. Tyrese gets killed, and the, like, the minister guy, or the one kid, yeah. Noah's there. You know? That's all I'm saying, man. Bob gets killed.
Yeah.
They bring on the minister.
Yeah. All right, well.
So it's like, oh, we can only have five tag teams. So, oh, we want to bring up another one? Ah, we got to kill one. You know? Natalia's off it tonight. Oh, my goodness. Apparently I missed that. I need someone to link that in the chat.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice outfit.
And
it was.
Yeah, I agree, Blue Wizard. Naomi's booty in that. Wow. That was a very nice booty shot.
You the real MVP.
All right, we need... What?
You the real MVP.
Wow.
I had to read that in my Leonard Taylor voice.
Oh, my God. Anyway, back. So are the are they part of the Rosebuds? Are they on their own?
I think they're just mostly on their own. I think they were just kind of teaming with Adam Rose a little bit there, but I think they've kind of blew that off.
To try to make him relevant?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it failed on, you know, Adam's part.
So, I mean, are we, what's next for the Usos?
I mean, I think they continue to be a tag team.
Your winner. Cesaro's best theme still.
I can't argue with that. I love the song.
So do I. That's why I'm playing it.
Rather than the other.
No, I really don't know what's next for the Usos. I think they just continue to be a tag team. I don't think that you can break up every tag team at the same time.
No. Because then you'd be left with a tag team champions with no tag team division.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They brought up the Ascension, so they got to get rid of another tag team.
Well, that's what they broke up Miz and Miz Al.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I guess we're going to move on. Now we've got the gap.
We do.
And I don't mean... Never mind.
Not the one in Michael Strahan's mouth. I thought a Cowboys fan would appreciate that.
It wasn't where I was thinking you were going.
Oh.
That's what the head shake was for. I'm like, oh, thank God. It's not the gap that Warren Sapp was trying to get after the Super Bowl.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you're dumb enough to solicit a prostitute. You're dumb enough to get caught. Oh, and you're dumb enough to videotape it, too. Good job, Warren Sapp. Hey, do you know he lost a job over that, too?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't think we're going to find it yet.
That was
close to it?
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yowza. I'd be okay with that.
No, hers was actually... No, the one that she was wearing tonight was where it was, like, black with the middle, like, really...
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
All right, I need someone to post, see if they can find that and post it for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're going to move on. We've got, out comes Triple H, not in a suit.
Yeah, he's in a denim jacket, I think, and his wrestling t-shirt.
Yeah.
And blue jeans, I think.
Was it denim? I thought it was leather.
I don't remember what, I actually wasn't paying close enough attention to his pants, I really don't know.
No, his jacket, I thought it was leather jacket.
I don't think it was a leather jacket, it didn't.
Anyway, we're splitting hairs.
Either way, straight
clothes. It didn't look like.
What are we, the fucking Oscars fashion police here?
No. I guess so. No, that's Heath's segment later. Anyway.
By the way, how many times did they plug fucking Cameron and fucking Eva Marie at the Oscars on the red carpet?
We're going to talk about that later.
Luckily, I didn't even hear anything about it.
Moving on.
I don't know how you missed it. They talked about it like 19 fucking times.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So, anyway, out comes Triple H in the I'm going to kick some ass gear, not in the suit, and calls out Sting. Out comes Sting in his standard, hey, I look kind of old, but I'm trying to cover up gear.
Yeah.
The real Sting, mind you, not the fake one that was on Raw, and not the fake Sting that was in NWO.
Correct.
The real Sting.
It was actually the real Sting.
Hey-o.
The real old Sting.
Blue Wizard, I'd plug Cameron and Eva Marie, if you know what I mean.
Yo, yeah.
I'd plug her like I was T-Hill Hopper on the toilet.
What the fuck?
Whatever. I'll wear that with pride.
First off, it would be I would plunge her because I don't know. I'm just saying.
Dude, I'm thinking T.L. Hopper's plugged some toilets in his day, if you know what I mean.
I don't even
want to think about that, really.
Anyway, so Triple H calls out Sting. It was the real old Sting. So out comes Sting. And hey, you know, I know why you're here. I'd do it too. Blah, blah, blah. I just, my legacy is I destroyed WCW.
Yeah, because Triple H is responsible for that. It wasn't bad business practices or, you know, Time Warner buying out Turner. And
yeah, new board of directors that had wanted nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah.
No, it was all Triple H.
Yeah, well, it was. Makes sense.
And Sting was WCW. Well, he was. I mean, let's face it.
I mean, that part of what Triple H was saying
is true. Yeah. So, basically, Triple H beats down Sting, which, holy shit, Triple H is actually getting the upper hand on Sting. Goes and gets the sledgehammer and gets back in the ring, and hello, there's Sting with the baseball bat.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question. Adrian. Oh, God. I'd snake Cameron's drain, and I'd flush Eva Marie's pipes.
Hashtag TL Hopper.
The guy played T.L. Hopper's going to wake up in the morning. Why the fuck am I trending?
T.L. Hopper, trending on Twitter. Kevin, make it happen.
Anyway, so, Adrian.
Yeah.
I've got a bat in one hand and a sledgehammer in the other, and you're going to get hit with one. Which one would you be more scared of?
Is the bat metal or wood?
I'm going to say it was plastic, because that's what it looked like tonight.
Well, I mean, the sledgehammer's made of rubber, so, I mean, really, that's the...
I'm just saying, which,
bounce pretty good
which
at
fake
one point.
Weapon would you be more scared of?
The plastic bat or the rubber sledgehammer?
Yes.
Well,
it didn't bounce that bad, did it? I didn't, totally
dude,
didn't
it bounced a good, like, foot and a half off the ground. Like, it went,
bounced really good.
It was like a fucking basketball, man.
Oh,
I mean,
you would
expect it... With the mats, you know, the way it is on the outside of the ring. But no. This was way too much of a bounce on that.
Oh, apparently I missed that one. I got to go back and watch it so I can see the bounce.
Yeah, you got to watch that sledgehammer bounce, man, because that... I'm like, really?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how Sting got the cerebral assassin, you know, backed off when he's got a sledgehammer by a baseball bat.
Well, hang on, though. To be fair on this one... Triple H got back in the ring, turned around, and there's a bat at your throat. I mean, I don't understand why the bat at your throat does anything, because...
I can still swing the sledgehammer before you can pull back with the bat.
And then re-swing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't make much sense to me.
It didn't.
Like, if Sting had been standing there, like, with the bat ready to swing, I would have been like, all right, Triple H, he's got to, like,
yeah,
pull
like
up here.
Yeah, coiled up, ready to swing for the pitch, yeah. But no, he... Hey, I'm pointing a bat at you. Oh, no, let me drop my tooth chamber.
Yeah, that was... It didn't make any sense
no.
to me.
But anyway, so he challenges Triple H to a match at WrestleMania. And every time Triple H tried to take two steps, or tried to take a step out of the corner, Sting put the bat right back in his throat. It's a bat, not a gun.
Yeah, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
So Sting, they agree to it. Sting walks away. Triple H then charges at Sting, and hey, guess what? Gets a bat to the gut anyway.
Yep. Then Sting beats down Triple H a little bit and walks out. And 5 minutes later, we get confirmed for WrestleMania. Sting versus Triple H.
Didn't we call that? No, we didn't call that one. We called the other one.
No.
Yeah, we called that other match.
Never yes, mind. We did.
Okay, now we're going to move on. Is it me, or do you think Triple H could just use his sledgehammer to knock Sting's bat away? It was right next to it. That's kind of what I was thinking, too, man. Wow. Kevin, you need some help.
Yes, he does.
I'd take
Good
Brutus
God.
Beefcake shears and rip open Eva Marie's skull. Wow.
That's...
hey, to be fair, I would just have Eva Marie get on Brutus Beefcake's yacht with him.
No. We're going to move on.
Are you sure you don't want me to get out the alcohol?
I'm thinking it would be a nice end of the day.
I know.
So your women's title match is up next. Paige versus Nikki Bella.
Actually, a decent women's title match.
Now they're saying Echo.
Echo?
Echo.
Echo 1? Echo 2?
Echo, 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 Echo. I don't know why we would have an Echo.
I don't know why either.
I haven't touched anything. I don't know. Is anyone else hearing an Echo still?
We need to know.
Whoa, test that. Test out. No, we're not in a cave.
What the hell? You're not in a cave.
I don't understand why there's an echo all of a sudden.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I mean, everything sounds good on our end. Looks good on the recording.
Yeah, I don't know why we have an echo, guys. Anyway, so we're going to move on anyway.
The chat is divided on the Paige Bella thing here, actually.
Yes. So out comes Paige. Out come they go over the shit that she's been, that Paige has been put through. Out come the Bellas, to which I instantly said, why are they together? Do we not remember this big feud they had? You have to be my assistant for 30 days. And you're back
well,
to
they
being
transferred
friends
that,
again?
They transferred that to Miz and Sandow, so, you know. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know either.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so let's go ahead and diagram this match. Nikki Bella has a nice ass. Paige is fuckable. Your winner.
Paige actually has a pretty nice ass.
You know, I want to give it up to Kevin Crittenden.
You know what? I want to go ahead and say I will go see 50 Shades of Paige.
Hey-o.
Hey.
I'm going to give it up to Kevin Crittenden because after the Seth Rollins, here's my junk on Twitter. Yeah. He posted that nice picture of Paige on the group page. Group page.
True.
Minus. I did appreciate that. So, your winner, still Divas champion. You can look, but you can't touch. You keep
dreaming on the stars above. It's my jam. Lip-syncs.
It's my jam. Moving on.
Yeah. Did Nikki Bella get ass implants?
God, I would like eat the corn. Off of her asshole.
That is not, no. No.
He says, it sounds like someone's on PW Pop and the volume is up slightly. No one's on PWPop.com. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're on there, but it's muted. And my computer doesn't have it. You know, let's just, for shits and giggles, let's just come over here. Let's just do this. I'm still learning this computer. Maybe that has something to do with it. I doubt it does, but we'll see.
Yes.
Bellas are better fucked and not heard.
Yes.
Yes, Blue Wizard wins the internet today.
Brooks says that Tori Wilson had the best one. It was more porn-tastic. Let's... All right.
Okay, now you're going to have to pull it out, aren't you?
Well, I don't know which theme she's talking about.
First thing I was... This is kind of pornish.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be like the intro to a Cinemax movie.
Yeah, and she said that's it. That's the one.
Okay.
What was Kelly Kelly's theme?
I don't know if I have that one. I don't actually believe I have that, so I'll find it here.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and move
on. I want to say that like her and her voyeurism gimmick had like a pretty hot little theme too.
Oh, it was this one. This is what it was.
A little Paige booty.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Eh, no, not so much.
No, that was good. That was her fourth theme.
Yeah.
But I don't think she ever had, like, a really good one. I think it was all kind of close to that.
I think you're right, too.
So, not as good.
Paige looks like she was raped by powder. Oh, my God. That's the fantastic. I love it.
Kevin
yeah,
says
they do make her out to be very, very pale.
So I do her still. I'm just saying. I didn't get to enjoy that picture long enough.
Would if Sheamus and Paige had a kid, would that be the palest person ever?
I think so. But I don't care how pale she is.
A whiter shade of pale.
Her ass is fantabulous. Her and Nikki Bella both. Again, I don't know what it is. I've got my thing for Nikki Bella. Nothing you can do is going to keep me from wanting to fuck her as hard as I fucking can.
I've got
so,
Paige.
Okay,
okay, maybe not. Hold on. Let me rephrase that.
All right,
you could say some shit that would probably make me not want
all right.
to. But I'm just saying, I've got a thing for her. She's high on my list.
You get to fuck Nikki Bella, but John Cena gets to fuck you first.
Oh.
Okay, maybe I wouldn't want to fuck Nikki Bella.
All right, there you go. All right, when he finishes, he gets to go, you can't see me.
Duh.
All right. Next match.
Maybe it's just, I don't know, they both have nice asses.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Like, Paige doesn't have, it's not all about the tits, because Paige doesn't have very big tits. Nikki does, but they're fake. But I think it's the ass. So,
although Paige almost had a full-blown wardrobe malfunction towards the end there.
I pray she always has a wardrobe malfunction one way or another.
I pray and somebody always has a, I don't care who it is. I like boobs.
So you're trying to tell me that if a guy's dick fell out in the middle of the show, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, just checking.
It happened to Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, it does. Jake says his are fake. Those are the smallest fake fucking titties I've ever seen. Just saying,
they're fantastic. I love them, Jake.
Anyway, moving on. Intercontinental title match. Bad News Barrett against Dean Ambrose. Dean motherfucking Ambrose.
Dean Titty Master Ambrose.
You know, I saw that again. Someone put a Titty Master sign on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Master those titties again, Dean.
Yes.
Said something like that. It didn't take long. It was in the shot like twice, and then I saw a production assistant go take the sign away.
Ah,
yeah. So anyway, moving on. Intercontinental title match. The Titty Master against Bad News Barrett.
Indeed. And yeah, it was a good match. This match was disappointing to me, though.
Why is that, Adrian?
The non-finish bothers me for this. I don't know why. I just...
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like this is a feud that should really go on very long. So I was hoping that we'd have, like, a clear winner here.
So what exactly happened? Because I missed that. Like, I blinked, and I'm like, wait, what?
It was the lamest disqualification ever, basically.
Okay.
Dean Ambrose had Barrett in the corner.
Okay.
And you know how, like, you know, you hit somebody so long in the corner before the referee makes you break up?
Yeah, and he called for the, okay. Yeah, that's kind of lame. Anything is better than Paige and her Hershey Kiss tits.
Wow.
I like Blue Wizard. Hershey Kisses melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
And he's got a counter for everything.
He does. Never mind, I can't say it. God, I want to say it, but I really should.
He's matering Renee's titties.
Huh?
I think he was talking about Dean Ambrose and Renee Young have a thing.
Who have? Oh, I totally missed that one.
Uh-huh.
God, to be Dean Ambrose.
God, yeah.
You know, Renee Young was hot, but something with that haircut.
Renee.
Tell me she didn't get hotter with that haircut.
Yes, she did. But here's what I think is also pretty hot about Renee Young. Like, she looks like she legitimately is into wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never heard a woman really successfully do commentary till her.
There really hasn't been.
The fact that they actually let her call matches on NXT is, I love it. It's
awesome. It's, yeah. She is, if they can, we've talked about this before on the show, if they can keep her under contract and not let her get away, she's going to be the next Michael Cole.
She could be. I mean, that's possible. She's much better looking than Michael. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
I would love to see her in a match at WrestleMania.
Heyo.
Heyo. All
right.
And by match, I mean in my bed. And by WrestleMania, I mean.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're a winner and still Intercontinental Champion.
Well, hang on. Technically, he doesn't have the title.
You're a winner and still on paper Intercontinental Champion.
Wade Barrett.
Wade
Bad
Barrett.
News Barrett.
Bad,
yes.
Bad News Barrett. But if you think he's walked out of there with the title, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
She seems like the chick that you could watch Raw with and then hit it Raw afterwards.
Oh.
He has counters like Orton has RKOs. I don't know where. He does. Anyway, so yeah, Dean Ambrose just fucking stole his title.
Yeah, walked right out of the building with it.
Yep. There's, what's his name there? Barrett. Where's my bloody title?
Yeah. You know, that's a good question.
That's going to be,
You think this might actually set up the first Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania?
Since 2002?
Yeah.
Has it been really
It's
that
been since
long?
Well, the title was inactive for a while, but since I reactivated it.
It was out of the picture for like, what, 2 years?
Two or three years, something like that. But yeah, for the longest time, the Intercontinental Champion was always in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Huh.
Last year, who the fuck was the Intercontinental title champion last year? I can't remember who the fuck it was.
Was it Wade Barrett?
It might have been. Well, he was in the Well, remember last year they had the
Andre the Giant,
thing. So that girl is going to lick my ass someday. Renee couldn't carry a row. Wow.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I don't know if that's true or not, though.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing.
Well, you know what? We should just leave that alone for now, Jason.
But it's the. Big
we should let
pink
it go.
Elephant in the room right now that I can't just
let it go. Let it go. All right, I'm done.
Yes, Leonard Taylor saved the day.
When this day comes, could you record it for your friends at littlebwpop.com?
Leonard, I love you sometimes.
I really wish we could get Leonard on the show at some point.
I know. We need to work on that. Let me just tell you, Leonard, that we see Renee Young on a weekly basis. Some of us in this room have met Brooke a couple times.
Yeah.
Some of us have met her once. God bless you for that comment, because that's what needs to happen with that. Moving on. We have our U.S. title match.
Wait, Is she actually she's blowing the puppet master in her ears, so she's blowing Vince McMahon?
Whoa. Apparently I missed that one. When I get my mic, I'll Skype you guys.
Fair enough.
Done. All right, moving on. So we've got the United States title match between Alexander Rusev and John Cena.
According to WrestlingNews.com, Beige Poop Soft Serve Ice Cream with Sprinkles. That's a Dave Metzler exclusive right there.
I've lost control of the show.
A pay-per-view night, no less.
Well, that's okay. It's not like we're on a time limit.
I know.
Normally we gotta be fucked, but I suddenly have a taste for ice cream.
Dear God. So Rusev,
as long as it's not chocolate ice cream, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I agree with Jake Daniel.
I never had control. No. Rusev against Cena. So this was actually a match I was looking forward to.
This match started really, really fucking slow.
We both kind of looked at each other and we're like, I could fall asleep right now.
I could. But once you got to about the 10-12 minute mark of the match, though.
Holy shit, it picked up,
and oh my God.
It was a good match. tons of false finishes there. And I don't know, there was quite a few, and I'm wanting to say all of them were almost believable.
Yeah, like I didn't know, man. I didn't know who was going to win. I really didn't. I mean,
you wanted to see, of course, Cena win.
I didn't.
No.
Well, I didn't want to see Cena win this match. Let me rephrase that.
I didn't want to see Cena beat the I didn't want to see him beat the streak of Rusev. No, he's lost
not
matches. But he's never been pinned, and he has never submitted. So
yeah,
I did not want to see Rusev get beaten by Cena that way. I expected Rusev to get counted out or disqualified or something. That's, and I believe that's what we called it. We said that Cena's going to win, but Rusev's still going to walk out as your champion. I think we were all agreeing to that
one. I think that's what
we
thought of, too.
So the false finish is the there's a crippler crossface in there, which was apparently Michael Cole called the STFU.
Yeah.
There was an STFU. There was a camel clutch. There was an AA. There were spine busters. There were Alabama slams. There was all kinds of shit that happened. I'm just like, holy fuck.
They're bringing out the big book of wrestling moves.
I'm not a Cena fan. I'm really not. But good God, this was a fantastic match there about
this
the second half of the match.
One of the Cena's better matches of just him wrestling somebody one-on-one.
And it was against Rusev, who kind of shocked me that it was fucking Rusev that put on this good of a match. I don't have anything against Rusev, but I didn't think he could put on a match like this.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they did this, though, I actually disagree with Leonard on this.
I completely disagree with him.
He kicked Cena in the balls, but Rusev beat Cena on his own. Like, nobody came in to help him. Nobody ran interference for him. A lot of distracted referees.
Kicked him in the balls and then made him pass out to the camel clutch.
A.K.A. the accolade.
Yeah, FYI, for someone who said, for everyone who say that Cena is superhuman, apparently he has the nuts of a normal man.
Right.
Okay. So your
he's got the body of Superman and the nuts of Aquaman.
So your winner via submission,
Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
Rusev, your winner by submission.
Now that said, I think this is going to be a rematch at WrestleMania.
I hope not. I'm still holding out hope that we're going to get one of two people to do it at WrestleMania.
Who?
The two obvious ones.
Okay. Who?
Hogan, which I know it's a fucking 60-plus-year-old man. I understand that.
I definitely don't want it to be Hogan.
I don't necessarily either, but and the other one definitely ain't going to happen. I'm not saying either one is going to happen, but I would like to see. I would have liked to have seen one of these guys do it, Hogan or Angle.
I would have liked to have been Kurt Angle too, but Kurt Angle's definitely not going to be there.
I know. I mean, I'm not saying, oh, this is what I call is going
to
happen.
I would be okay if The Rock came back and did it.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Any of those three over Cena, I think I'd be okay with.
But I hate to say it, but I pretty
much. You know, I got one more, too, that I'd be happy with. There's four guys.
Okay.
Three of these four would never, ever fucking happen again.
Okay.
Austin.
Yeah, probably not.
That definitely would have been fun to see.
I would have liked to have seen Austin stomp a mud hole in him.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, we got a picture. Fuck Paige or Lana? Paige.
These nuts.
Adrian.
Yes.
Who would you rather fuck, Paige or Lana?
Oh.
Lana spelled backwards is anal.
Yeah. I would it'd totally be Lana. Not
really?
Lana. Oh, yeah.
Heath?
God, I don't know. Because you know me, I have a thing for fishnet stockings on a woman like that.
But those legs, man. Oh.
I'm okay with Paige.
I'm okay either way. I mean, really, it doesn't matter to me. I'll take you.
Paige seems like she would fuck you, but she would kill you if you come first. While Lana seems like she would hate having sex with you and simply out of spite for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I could live with that.
So,
do you think Paige screams like that when she orgasms?
God, I hope so.
So, oh, shit, we completely missed the segment.
What segment?
Oh, the druids.
Oh, we did skip over that.
So, we have druids coming out chanting.
Everybody's like, oh, God, it's the Undertaker.
Except for us. I'm sure more people were smarter than that.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have to say that most of the people in the chat room right now were smarter than that.
Yeah, no one. I don't think anybody actually thought it was the Undertaker coming out. For now, sure. I mean, I would have been surprised if it was.
I'm pretty certain that when the Undertaker music hit, some people actually bought into it. Holy shit, the Undertaker's here.
Yeah.
But I was really hoping that it was going to have, that Wyatt was going to come out dressed as the Undertaker.
I like what they said, though. They wheel the casket out, and the casket's there. Bray Wyatt sitting up from that casket was fucking awesome.
Yes.
It was great. It confirmed everyone's suspicions at WrestleMania. He said he's the new face of fear, and the Undertaker is just a mere shell of himself.
And he's going to help his soul travel to the other side.
Wow. Feisty.
She's Buffalo Billin' in there.
Gotta move Paige's penis out of the way first.
Ouch.
Yikes. Anyway. So, he basically called out Undertaker for WrestleMania. And
I imagine this is going to be a yeah.
You know, I liked Shawn Michaels' Undertaker Part 1.
Okay.
That was probably my favorite build-up.
For the Undertaker?
Yeah, well, for both of them. Like, they both came off making each of them look great. And then the entrances where Shawn Michaels descended from heaven and the Undertaker, you know, I mean, it was fucking great.
Yeah.
When he came up from the depths of hell. And I mean, tell me that wasn't awesome. And all those promos were fantastic. I have a feeling this one might take over, though, if they fucking do it right.
They possibly could.
I could definitely agree.
If they do it right. Now they're building up to everything. Like, everything they're doing right now is what's making me think that this is going to be a phenomenal fucking thing. We'll wait and see, though.
Okay. I have something for us to do, actually, next week.
Huh?
I have something for us to do next week on the show.
Oh, great. Homework. What?
How about we rank the Undertaker's WrestleMania opponents?
Like, rank the match or just rank the opponents themselves?
Opponents. Like, the top 10. Like, or we'll do, like, the top... Our top 5 Undertaker WrestleMania opponent matches or whatever.
Done.
Okay. I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, just pick your top favorite 5 Undertaker WrestleMania matches.
Okay.
Oh, so we're doing... Okay, I misunderstood. I thought we were ranking, like, his opponents.
Well, I mean, basically same thing.
No, it's completely different.
Okay, well...
Do you want us to do the Undertaker's top 5 WrestleMania matches?
No, do the top 5 Undertaker's WrestleMania opponents, like, the best build-up and their match. You got to...
I got you. Okay, totally different. All right, question is, what happens to Bray if Undertaker doesn't wrestle? Undertaker's going to wrestle.
They wouldn't have gone this far with it if he wasn't going to.
No. Hey, Kevin, save your answers for next week.
Yeah, we're not doing it tonight.
No, next week. Yeah, I mean, that would be that would
be
the
chat
biggest
next week. You can also email them to us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Anyway, yes, we are positive because I mean that's just not they would not go to this him doing promos for weeks and if Undertaker was not good to go.
Yeah.
Basically this is going to be the match that Bray is he is already out there. I mean, you can see it in the crowds every time he comes out to his music. You know, everybody with their cell phones as the Fireflies, quote unquote.
I think the way that
I think this is going to really push him over.
I think the way this should end at WrestleMania, and this is, I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that for another segment.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm sure, Leonard, because here's the thing. That would be like you finally getting your chance to sleep with Nikki Bella, Lita. We'll go Lita. I know you got a thing for Lita. All right, so you finally get to sleep with Lita. You're under the assumption you're going to sleep with Lita. You go to a hotel room after she's been teasing you all night. You guys get undressed. You put the condom on. And then she's like, I don't think so. That's what would happen right now. He looks old. But he's gonna wrestle. He'll be fine. I believe that.
I believe it's fine too.
But does a second loss tarnish Undertaker's legacy? It doesn't fucking matter at this point. As soon as it's done, it doesn't mean shit anymore.
Yeah, and right. I would say no, it doesn't tarnish his legacy at all.
The Undertaker's main purpose this year is he needs to put the next big... I don't want to use this word, but I'm going to have to. The next big phenom-type person over, and that's what he's going to do with Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow-up question. Is it still rape if she falls asleep?
God.
Sticking in her butt first, and no.
God. I can't believe we're even... if she doesn't wake up from that,
then yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good. Moving on. So our main event of the evening was Daniel Bryan against Roman Reigns for Roman Reigns' shot at WrestleMania.
For a number one contender match and being the number one contender to fight Brock Lesnar. Or as I like to say, Brock Lesnar.
Hold on, I got to clean some phlegm out of my ear now. Thanks, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, I wasn't able to catch a good chunk of this match. Well, you really weren't either because we were having
a little bit of feet issues. But I caught the last bit of this match, and it was a pretty good match. You got to see most of it, Heath, so, I mean.
Yes, I did. I mean, what can I say? I mean, good God.
I mean, I was hoping for a few more words than that, really. That's...
No, I was laughing at Leonard's comment. That sounds awesome with the echo, Adrian.
You're welcome.
It did keep going back and forth. I mean, we were seeing, you know, Brian with his moves. We were seeing Roman Reigns with his moves. And they were still getting up from them, you know?
We're going to try something here, kids. You may want to turn your speakers up for a second. I'm wondering if I didn't have
down?
This. No, I've turned our sound going through Mixer down a little bit. See if that helps with the echo.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, okay. Go ahead.
But, I mean, basically, with them going back and forth like they were, it just really, really left it up in the air. It's like, okay, who really is going to win?
I thought this match did an excellent job of, like, really sealing it, like, because you weren't really sure for, like, everybody kind of figured it was going to be Roman Reigns that won this match. And, but it was like, it made you believe back and forth the way it was going. I was like, man, this could go either way. Of course, I mean, I think it finally came down to, Daniel went for the Shining Wizard one too many times and got hit with a spear coming out of the corner.
Yes.
And then that was the end of Daniel Bryan's reign tonight. Got pinned. And your winner. And going to face Brock Lesnar. At WrestleMania.
Yep. Like he won originally.
Now, I will say this after the match. Daniel Bryan went over to Roman Reigns and, like, poked him in the chest, and he was like, "You better beat his ass at WrestleMania."
Yes. That was like, yeah, okay. Give it up for him.
I don't know necessarily, though, that the match was short for a pay-per-view match, because it went 20 minutes.
It was about 9:25 when we headed down here.
Yeah.
It was about 9:30
was when we started getting
and
going.
The match ended about 9:23, 9:24?
9:53, 9:54,
okay,
something like that.
Okay, so what... 22, 23 minutes, maybe?
Wasn't a terrible match, but...
I mean, it wasn't a half-hour match, but, I mean, it was 20 minutes, and it was solid. I think it felt short because the Cena Rusev match went so long.
Yeah, I think that actually is the better way to look at it.
The Cena Rusev match went so long and ate up so much time that it felt like this match didn't go as long as it should have, I guess. That's how I feel about it anyway.
Let me tell you, when you don't have your phone next to you for the entire length of a pay-per-view and you have no concept of time, I'm going to say the night kind of went by.
Yeah, it actually felt like it went by pretty quick.
Because I didn't have my phone with me at all until right before we went on the air. So, all right, I guess let's rate this thing.
On a scale of 1 to 10... I'm only going to give this a 6.
All right.
It felt like it was what it was, I guess.
A free pay-per-view.
Yeah. There was good. There was some good. there was a lot of mediocre, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there was anything necessarily bad, but a lot of mediocre. It mostly what this pay-per-view did was build up and set up matches for WrestleMania, and it accomplished that. So 6.5, I guess.
Heath.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm giving it a 6.5 as well. Couple pretty decent matches. Of course, you have the Cena Rusev one that was pretty decent. Of course, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, that was a decent match as well. A lot of the others, yeah, just kind of middle of the way.
You know, I'm going to have to go with Jake, and I'm going to have to give it a 5. Here's why. And here's the only thing that didn't make it worse was that Cena lost via submission, and the Bray Wyatt promo was phenomenal. Or was it only be like a 4? It was not a good pay-per-view at all. I didn't care for the main event. I like Daniel Bryan.
I think the main event.
It was all we fucking knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was a fairly predictable pay-per-view.
So to me, it like Leonard Taylor said, it 3 hours to accomplish little to nothing. So tonight's pay-per-view was kind of pointless. Seth Rollins was in a Raw match. Goldust and Cody are still fucking feuding. Ambrose and
Randy Orton came back.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that was 5.5 then.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
well,
chat,
I mean,
for the most part, is in agreement with it. It's all between 5 and 6.5.
Yeah. So, guess we're going to move on.
Except for Kevin Gerner, who rates it over 9,000.
Well,
yeah,
he doesn't count. We're going to divide that by 9,000.
Wrestlelicious was better than this year's Rumble. It wasn't that bad, guys.
Moving on.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
No, you were in the middle of saying
No, something. I'm good.
Okay. Hey, it's time for What Stinks. I'm going to go ahead and take the reins on this one.
I want to go. Go ahead and go.
Actually, hold on. I think we're in agreement on this one. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Divas.
No, I was going to that one.
Well, I was going to go talk about the red. Then I meant the red carpet thing.
Oh, go ahead. Then.
Yeah. So mine is, I don't give a shit about Eva Marie. I don't give a shit about Cameron. Why are they both still on the fucking roster, still employed by the company? Get rid of Eva Marie. She can't fucking wrestle. Get rid of Cameron. She's about as worthless as a fucking used condom on the side of a road. No, that's Eva Marie. Cameron's just fucking useless. Get rid of them both. I fucking hate Total Divas. There you go.
All right.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I gotta say, mine's gotta be the rubber sledgehammer, man. I'm sorry. all believability of this fucking thing went out the window whenever the fucking plastic baseball bat is held to Triple H's throat and he drops the sledgehammer and it bounces 3 feet. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, the sledgehammer literally hits the ground and then bounces back up to, like, even with the ring apron. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm gonna have to rewatch that. Heath.
Yeah, it's dumb.
To me, what stinks was actually the first match.
The Monday Night Raw match?
Yeah. I mean, I almost expected more out of it. I mean, especially with Dolph Ziggler there. I mean, he's usually one that really helps make things shine. I mean, this just kind of really was meh. That's it.
Let's see. Would you go back to that? Montana Man's What Stinks. Another month of Bella's being champ.
Yeah.
I get to see Nikki's ass. So, also, what's up with the ring post cams? I kind of like the ring post cams.
I do too.
It's kind of a different perspective. I'd be okay with that. Only on a pay-per-view basis. Not like an every show thing. Blue Wizard, my What Stinks. The end of the Divas match. I don't want my pay-per-view matches to end in a fucking roll-up.
Roll-up's a fairly common finish, actually. It's old school, and it's how it kind of goes. Sometimes matches just end in roll-ups. I want to say, I mean, fuck. There's been, like, Intercontinental Championships won at WrestleMania with a roll-up. I mean, that's...
I know. They need a tough enough for fucking divas, quote-unquote, with people like Scott D'Amore and Ivory.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I think Hardcore Holly should be involved in that, though.
Yeah. We're going to move on.
Can you
dig it, sucker.
I'm gonna stop that. Hold on. Can you dig it? All right. Tag team champions by the summer.
Ooh, no, I can't dig it.
Yeah, okay, can you dig it? They're back.
I can dig that.
What makes you say that?
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't catch this, did you?
No, apparently I didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were all kind of snowed in Monday. So we had, it was Darren Young and who else? Just a local wrestler, a jobber, against the Ascension.
No, no, it was Titus O'Neil.
No, I thought Titus O'Neil made the save.
No, Darren Young made the save.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got it backwards. So anyway.
Okay.
It was Titus O'Neil and a local wrestler against the Ascension. Well, of course, the Ascension beat him, and they're beating the living shit out of him. Darren Young makes the save on Titus O'Neil.
Wow. So.
Yep. So.
Ooh.
I hope the primetime players are back together.
I hope I can see.
I mean, that's
with what you just said. That I can see. If they don't, again, they're missing out on tag team division again.
Yep. All right, Adrian.
All right, Mike. Can you dig it? Bray Wyatt, Undertaker, WrestleMania. The finish of the match is Bray Wyatt gives him a kiss on the forehead and says, "I set you free," before giving him Sister Abigail to win. And that's the last we see of The Undertaker in the WrestleMania.
I'll dig that.
I could
This
totally
needs to
dig
be
that.
It for The Undertaker. If he's coming back, this needs to be it. It needs to be to put Bray Wyatt over and make him the face of fear, really.
Yeah. Yes.
100%. Boom. Done. Moving on.
All right.
Heath.
I have none, but I will, let's see, Blue Wizards here. Can you dig it? Sheamus comes back as a heel and a member of the Authority to finish Daniel Bryan once and for all.
No.
I mean, I'm with you on the first part of that, except for only he'll finish him once and for all. That's the caveat, I guess. I mean, I didn't dig most of that, but not the whole thing.
Yeah, I couldn't dig it as far as him not being a member of Authority. Yeah, he doesn't seem the type.
No. Brooke says it should have been Sting versus Taker at Mania. No, 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 no.
I mean, if it was 10 years ago, yes.
Yes.
But they're both not in the prime of their career anymore.
Brooke, that would be like watching Hogan Flair wrestle now.
Almost, yeah.
Almost that bad. So,
yeah.
Montana Man, Kenny Biggett, Sting versus Triple H will be no DQ.
Yeah, that I can dig that.
I think so, too. Rubber sledgehammer versus
plastic bat.
Plastic bat. Wiffle ball bat.
Yeah. All right.
Let's move on.
Okay. My oh my, how things can change in a couple weeks.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Wait, who was winning when we last covered this?
I think Heath was.
And who was in last place?
I think you were.
Okay, all right. Give us an update, Jason.
So, here, geriatric stretcher match, motherfuckers. That's what that would be.
I can, all right.
So, in third place.
I feel like Savage Steamboat now.
In third place, we have Team Jizzmopper, 36 points.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In second place, we've got Team Adrian at 66 points.
Second place?
Second place.
Okay.
In the first place, yours truly, with 71 points.
How the hell did you get 71 points?
Because I had a title win and a title, successful title defense to put me over the top of you tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's how.
Okay.
So.
Well, fair enough. I'm doubling up Heath now. That's the important thing.
Not quite doubling him up, but you're 30-plus points on him.
All right. You're basically doubling him up, though.
I got one more point, and I've doubled him up.
Oh, okay.
So it's good to see this bet is going right where it needs to be.
You had a good
run at the beginning, Heath. It just got to know how to finish.
Well, hey, let's look at this, shall we? Heath lost 15 points tonight.
Wow.
Dean Ambrose lost via disqualification.
-5.
Jimmy Uso lost the tag team title tonight.
-10.
Oh, it was even worse than that. Hold on. Let me rephrase this. Heath lost 18 points tonight.
All right.
I forgot to put down Daniel Bryan. So the scores now we're looking 33 points for Heath.
Okay.
66 for
Doubling
you.
Doubling him up.
71 for me.
Do you need to make a roster change?
If he doesn't make one, I'm going to make one for him.
Well, one of them, it's got to be an Uso.
He's not even your worst performing person on your team.
Who is the worst performing one on the team?
Sandow. Sandow's only competed in one match since we did our draft.
And he lost.
And he lost.
Well, shit. The thing is,
now,
you know what's going to happen. He's going to be wrestling.
No. Now, you've got...
I mean, there was a clear person that you should take tonight that came back.
Yeah, because I dropped him last week.
Who did you drop?
I dropped Orton. No, I didn't drop Orton last week, but I dropped Orton because he wasn't wrestling.
Yeah.
I've dropped Luke Harper. Adrian has dropped Nikki Bella. That's who's available from those that we've dropped. There's a tag team champion available. There's two Dust Brothers available.
Yeah.
So you need to make at least one roster change, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, you can only make one, actually, but
yeah,
I would make it for sure.
I would give him two. We're doubling him up. I would give him two.
Right now? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. You can drop two guys. You can drop Uzo and Sandow.
Yeah, I'm going to drop them both in. Let's see. Yeah, might as well go with Orton. And who's the other one on the tag team title?
I don't have Tyson Kidd.
What the hell? Go for Tyson Kidd.
All right. Can't say that was a bad bad deal. We'll
Jason?
See. Yes?
I'm going to make another roster change.
Jesus Christ.
I think I'm going to drop Ryback.
For?
Sheamus.
Yeah, he's getting ready to come back.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's so much for my idea. Okay.
Were you going to do that too?
I was going to drop one of my guys and pick up Sheamus. I was actually going to drop like Cena or someone.
Well, as I'm farther behind you in points now, it goes to me first.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how that works out. Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams over his face.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a Shivery show.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
So I got to say, I think Heath needs a new shirt.
Why does Heath need a new shirt?
It should say eat, sleep, mop, repeat.
We need that on the PW Pop Store.
Yeah.
Eat, sleep, mop, repeat. Eat, sleep, lick, repeat.
Eat, sleep, mop, repeat.
I like that. You ready for your first theme, Heath?
Yeah, let's get it over
and
with.
And as all that, hey, that's what she said. And as always, feel free to play along in the chat.
I've been sitting here waiting for so long, watching your weak moves, you're not that strong. Now I'm ready to prove the world wrong. Give me the stage and let's
ooh,
go.
Ooh, Chance got it.
I would have been wrong.
And your time starts now.
I would have got this one wrong.
Really? Totally not who you were thinking, huh?
That is correct.
You'll have to tell me who you were thinking.
I'll tell you. When I would say you think, it's like I would have. You were like, I would probably would have thought that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they'll give you this for free. It's not Larry's Disco.
No shit, can't Sherlock.
He guess it. No, he can't. We need an answer.
This is probably not right, but Sheldon Benjamin.
That's actually what my guess would have been, too.
No shit.
That's
really?
That's who I would have guessed.
Wow.
I would have.
Okay.
Yeah. The correct answer we're looking for was Elijah Burke.
Okay.
You remember who Elijah Burke was?
Very vaguely.
Really wrestled in the UCW brand. Black guy.
Okay.
If you saw him, you'd realize who he was. Yeah. Moving on.
You can see why I would think Shelton Benjamin.
I would.
It seems like something that he would have if he didn't
after
have...
After he got the gold hair, that's what I would have...
Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
God,
what
I
was
forgot about the gold hair. All right, moving on to song number two.
I agree, Brooklyn. I actually miss Shelton as well.
I miss Shelton as well.
Oh, my chat man has it.
The chat has it. And your time starts now. You know who? Yeah, Heath is looking at it. He's like, son of a bitch, I know this one.
Do what?
You, the look on your face, you're like, son of a bitch, I know who this is.
Nah, it's not that look.
Oh. You have no clue?
I have no clue.
I think he's got to go boom boom.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Can't he guess it?
No.
No, if Shelton wasn't on NXT, this person...
I can't guess it.
He was on NXT with the same theme this past week.
Yes, he made his return debut on NXT. In fact, we talked about this on the show last week.
Rhino.
The originator of the gore.
Yep. And again, the crowd was into him too, man.
God, they went ape shit.
They were like, gore, 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 gore. It was so awesome.
And unfortunately, I did not watch NXT.
Rhino's arms are still jacked.
They're
shit.
About as wide as you. All right, and four shits and giggles. Montana Man's got it.
Correct, he does.
Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? But you can't place
it. Does.
It.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's because it's a riff off of No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
It is.
That's why it would be. And shit, who was the one that actually used that?
Nunzio.
Or
who
we
would
have taken
the
full-blooded
Italians.
That's right.
Yes. Wait, hold on. He gets pissed. Mr. Wilder?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you next week.
Moving on. All right. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History. The host of Professor Dream Masters.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Except for he fucking pay attention. Gonna learn some stuff here.
All right.
So, February 20th, 1978, Bob Backlund defeated Superstar Billy Graham for the WWF Championship, Madison Square Garden.
Wow,
pretty big moment for his career. He went on to hold the title until 1984.
Good God.
To this date, the longest title reign ever in WWE history for one title reign?
No.
If I could have scored that with the longest 6 years, I thought would be longest reign. Like, he was 6 straight years as champion.
Continue. I'll fact check it.
Yeah. All right. Now, we've had some notable deaths this past week. February 17, 2007, Mike Awesome passed away at 42 after committing suicide.
When?
How long ago? February 17th, 2007.
Holy shit.
That's going to be the theme, actually, this week here. Because Kerry Von Erich, on February 18th, 1993, also committed suicide.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. But those are the only two actual people that have killed themselves the past week from the wrestling world. Let's see here. We also got some great... Big John Studd was born on February 19th, 1948. I actually... the Elimination Paper... Or, I'm sorry. The Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, the last No Way Out was held before it changed over to Elimination Chamber in February 17, 2008, where in the two main events, JBL, Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, Umaga, and Jeff Hardy were defeated by Triple H as he won the WWE Championship. And The Undertaker, and this is the worst, and I'm not kidding, the worst Elimination Chamber match ever. The Undertaker defeated Batista, MVP, The Great Khali, and Big Daddy V to win the World Championship.
What?
That's right.
I forgot. What was this one?
The Great Khali and Big Daddy V were in the same World Heavyweight Championship match.
Wow.
Ugh.
Was this like really early on in Khali's career?
No, not really early on. He'd been with the company about 2 or 3 years already.
Jeez.
The longest is Bruno Sammartino at 2,800 days.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
How close was Backlund to that?
He was like 2,100.
Okay, so I was second longest right then.
2,135.
Okay. And, of course, February 23rd, 2003, in the main event, Triple H defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Scott Steiner, and The Rock defeated Hulk Hogan, which set up their match at WrestleMania.
All right.
And that's it for this past week.
All right, good, good. And that was This Week with in Wrestling History, the host of Wrestling Dream Masters.
Class dismissed?
Dismissed. Except for you, Heath.
Aww.
Stay after and earn some extra credit.
Hey-o.
Unzip.
Oh, God.
I gotta say, hang on here. Blue Wizard, I still lose sleep and I try to figure out how the hell they fit V into that pod.
All right, there's one more thing we want to talk about because I can't not let this one go.
Okay.
So, it was overheard from Brie Bella in an interview that she was saying it. God, extra credit equals sucking cock.
Wow.
Thanks for the clarification on that. We didn't. We had no clue.
We had no idea that's what I meant.
Anyway, so Brie Bella was saying that if she was like diva on the NXT roster, she would not want to be called up to the main roster. What do you guys think about that?
She's not wrong.
Well, Heath, you don't watch NXT, so it's okay.
Well, I can kind of understand what she's saying on that one, because apparently NXT is actually a lot more wrestling-oriented rather than storyline-oriented.
Well, fucking,
and they give the women time to wrestle.
Well, fucking yeah. Total Divas ruined the Divas, the main roster Divas,
yes.
Anyway. The only reason that they're on there is for fucking Total Divas, because, oh, we need to make more money, because we don't make enough money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you think Brie Bella gets any backlash from this?
No.
I mean, since she doesn't, you know, wrestle really anyway, and her sister's got the title.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how they're going to, what are they going to do to her? A, they don't really want to do anything to her because it would aggravate their, like, number two superstar right now.
Yeah, their Tommy Dreamer.
Also, she's sisters to, her sister is also dating your number one superstar. So, I mean.
Are the Bellas untouchable at this point?
Kind of, yeah.
Just checking.
Until
because the Total Divas specifically is locked in on those two. So it would screw up Total Divas for them.
Okay.
And then on top of that, they're dating their top two, like two of their top faces.
Draws?
Yeah.
All right. Just why I didn't know
that would be bad.
I just wanted to get your opinion on that too. Just curious what you guys thought. If you thought that the if you were a diva in NXT, if you even wanted to be would want to be called up to the main roster.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Probably not. Okay. What would you guys think of NXT toured?
I would love it. They actually are touring.
What do you think they came to a place like St. Louis?
I would love it. I would go. Full show.
I mean, they're not doing, you know, big places. They're doing smaller venues, but I would fucking go see an NXT show.
I think the
show.
Closest they're coming here is, like, Ohio.
Ugh. I don't want to do that.
But
I just want to point out, we drove, like, 3 hours for a fucking ECW house show.
Papa Bluff.
We did do that.
I would drive 2 hours to go see an NXT show. Just saying.
I would drive 4 hours, I think.
I don't know about four, man. That's if he's driving, then maybe.
If he's driving and we can get a hotel room for the night.
Yeah, we'd have to have a room.
Yeah, I would not want to drive 4 hours. I just wouldn't.
No.
So, all right. Now, with that being said. I'm going to call this thing like I called the random number in a men's restaurant.
All right.
Adrian, what do we got coming up?
Ask Keith that question. I'm looking into something here.
Heath, what do we got coming up on the network?
Shit. Let's see. Tomorrow night, is it Talk TNA?
Yes.
Hey, I'm remembering. All right. Got Talk TNA tomorrow night. What time on that one?
Whenever the fuck they go on. I think it's like 3 o'clock our time.
Okay. Let's see. Tuesday, do we have a show? Is that FTW?
That's correct.
All right. Hey, all right. I'm 2 for 2.
All right.
What time do they go on?
Is it 7 Eastern?
Judges?
Fail. Hey, I don't remember.
It's 7 Central.
7 Central. All right. Anyway. Off by a time zone. Forgive me. Wednesday night, of course, Shooting from the Hip.
Tentatively.
Tentatively.
Well, they're on their countdown to 200, just like we're on the countdown to 100. So I think they're going to do a show one
way
or another.
They
have to if they want to celebrate the same weekend we do. So
yeah.
Well, definitely.
What time do they come on, Heath?
That's 8 o'clock Central, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my God. Fail them again. It is 8 Eastern, 7 Central. All right. Thursday.
Hold on.
I'm getting the names of the shows.
Who's on Shooting from the Hip?
Let's see. The original Dan Phelps, Sean Big Daddy Brown.
And no, the other guy doesn't matter. So move on. The only real, that's the only real
okay,
two people
so
on
MC
the show.
So MC doesn't matter. Okay.
There's only two real people on that show.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Let's see. Thursday. Isn't that the one with Jake?
Yeah.
And
Kyle?
Kyle. Yeah, that's right.
What's the name of their show?
Fuck. That I don't know.
The Wrestling Niche.
Okay.
Hey, would you like to take a stab at what time their show comes on?
7 Central.
What time zone?
I said 7
He just
Central.
Said 7 Central.
That's actually right.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Good job. We'll finish this up. And Saturday nights, I think about 10:05 Eastern, 9:05 Central. So you can catch on the mothership, Big Daddy.
No,
that would be...
we're on the mothership. Oh, that's right. We all broadcast from the mothership.
Yeah. But you can kick out Greg, Papa Malakas, and...
Snuffleupagus.
El Duche.
And, you know, I hear that's Australian for El Douchebag.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, just checking.
Check out their show, Respect the Mat, as they respect mats.
What? I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, like they just talk about, like, various mats, like the blue mats, the black mats. They're like,
the floor
we
mats
really respect you.
And, like, floor mats and,
that's
like,
exactly
the different
what
ones.
That show
do
is?
They talk about the different, like, styles of them and how they're created?
They do.
And, like, textures and all
it's
that?
It's, like, how that's made. They actually, it's like that for mats.
Is that on a wrestling network?
Yeah.
Is that our, like, public access time?
But kind of.
Oh, okay.
They're like our community service.
Oh, that's how we're tax exempt and we get a break on our taxes.
Exactly.
Okay. Just checking. You can like us on iTunes. No, like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
I wouldn't want to be called up unless I was a talentless whore like Eva Marie.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an email at
TheHourBomb@gmail.com.
Or you can send us all a message on Facebook. Well, me and Adrian, because he's too old. Facebook.
Or you can send smoke signals for Heath, because that's the only mode of communication he does.
Or he said good old snail mail, because I'm too cranky for Facebook.
Or
too much negativity, because I can't unlike people.
Or.
Huh.
Or.
What?
Or you can actually write a piece of paper on a piece of paper, a note, and then like just hand it to the person next to you and say, take this to Heath. And then eventually, someone will take it to Heath.
Carrier pigeons.
You know what? Those fucking owls they got in Harry Potter, that's how Heath communicates with people.
Communicates.
Wow.
I want to thank everyone for showing up tonight. Join us at... How many more weeks we got? This is 95, so five more weeks.
Till WrestleMania,
and more importantly, the Hour Bomb number 100 is going to happen that weekend. Still haven't figured out what we're doing, but we're going to do something big.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. But thanks, everyone, for showing up. Had a good time.
Yep. We love you all. Thank you. Take care. Spike your hair.
We are on the road to WrestleMania. So I have got one hell of a song for us.
Yes. Because we were in the... fast lane.
Anyway, I'm going to find that. I'm going to make it a sound clip. It's a good thing I didn't have that one when we were fucking around doing the sound check. The tuck, tuck, click, move, move, move. I'm going to find that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go shake some babies and kiss some hands.
Even though your voice stuck us wrong.
I'm on the fast lane to find my smile.
Yeah, the jizz bopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then,
you've been face fucked. I mean, sorry. Hour bombed.
Oh, wow.
Until then, you've been hour bombed.
What?
Meep meep.
Fast lane.
Might help if I actually click on the fuck. Oh, I'm gonna get a commercial for our goals. What if Ghost could rescue your skin?
Really?
Yeah, now we're good. It tries to get R-bombed.